The Trust is telling us at the minute that the year-long waiting list only affects routine cases. Apart from the obvious distress that that brings to those cases, it also raises the question of what is going to be classified as routine. The lesson from the radiology debacle was that things that are classified as supposedly routine turn out sometimes to be very, very serious indeed. And I think we don't want anybody waiting a year to find out very, very bad news. I think a wider point as well is that the nature of neurology is that it's dealing with very many issues, some of which are degenerative by their very nature. And, you know, time delayed is time lost to early interventions and to potentially better outcomes.
We are looking at conditions such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, epilepsy and so on. These are conditions which, as you said, by their nature are degenerative. Perhaps early intervention and early treatment can perhaps give more quality time to the patient as a result.
Well, that's right. You know, the earlier we deal with these issues, the better for everybody, not only for the patients, but also for their families, because these conditions bring stresses and burdens on family members as well. I've actually been contacted by some patients and families over recent days concerned at some of the waiting lists in Altnagelvin, and that is the sort of message that they are giving to me. There clearly does appear to be a capacity problem in Altnagelvin here, and while there is good work being done, there are not enough people there to help share the burden of that work, and it's certainly something that I think we need to look into.